We're going to spend much of the rest of the hour talking about our complicated, often fun, but sometimes not, relationship with technology. Take journalism to start. Technology's a good thing, right? The power of YouTube and Google makes archived video and audio available in an instant. News programs like this one couldn't live without the internet for rapid research and verification. But browsing online can quickly become poaching of content that may itself be wrong or misleading. When you can assemble a professional-looking magazine article complete with pictures and charts with just a few cuts and pastes, the temptation to put one's own name on the byline, well, how bad could that be? I made the document, right? Says so right on my computer. These temptations are among the challenges to new writers and journalists who are fluent in new technology, but who may lack a sense of the traditional rules of the road in journalism. To address this, former NPR and network producer and journalism professor Benjamin Davis decided to make a new journalism how-to manual for today's digital natives, merging traditional models of effective news writing with some guideposts to navigate through sourcing and authorship and even plagiarism online. His ebook is called The Digital Media Pyramid Replaces the Century-Old Inverted Pyramid, a book that was partly informed by his experience teaching journalism students in this digital age.
Once they're online, when they're dealing with the internet, whether it be surfing or writing, what are the rules and how do they apply to what I'm studying, to my career, what I'm blogging? And I discovered they're looking for this type of structure and it works for them.
And journalism doesn't necessarily come equipped with the rules for how to deal with, licensing, copyrights, rights to use photos. All that sort of business was not something that traditional journalists of our generation ever learned.
Yeah, you and I are digital immigrants. These guys are digital natives, and we actually can learn a lot from them. And the one thing is that they believe that when they cut and paste, they own. And you sort of have to show them that you don't exactly own it. There are rules once you cut and paste, and there are copyright rules. Even if you're writing a blog for 10 friends and you don't care about anybody else reading it, once you're on the internet, you're international. So there are certain rules that you should at least know about and definitely respect.
You know, when you decided to put this project into an ebook, who did you reach out to who have run afoul of some of the temptations of the kind of journalism you can do in the internet era?
Actually, I started off with students, many of whom didn't know they were cheating. And then, of course, I went to Jason Blair, who was a former Cub reporter at the New York Times. He is a borderline genius. He has a very high IQ. But he made some major mistakes. And what he does now is advocates against plagiarism. And, of course, I think he would be considered an expert. And one thing that he's actually saying, look, the trust of a journalist is so important that once you've breached it, you don't deserve a second chance. And he's talking about himself as well. And one thing I learned from Jason, from talking to him a lot, and my students, some of whom I've caught plagiarizing, they tend to be some of the brightest ones. They're just smart. And it's like, oh, I have a cut. I have a shortcut here. I can cut and paste and figure it out, and I'll take it and put it in. And that, along with the pressure of meeting a deadline, always catches up with them.
How much do journalism schools feel the need for these kinds of rules that you're helping to develop here?
Well, right now I would say that it's very much under the radar. They know they teach that plagiarism is bad, but they have no idea of how often it occurs. It is amazing. In terms of this millennial generation, in terms of how often they plagiarize. And it's just so easy to catch them. Chances are, if you've plagiarized, you're going to get caught.
Ben Davis, thanks so much.
John Hock, thank you very much.
Benjamin Davis is visiting professor at Florida A&M University and author of the ebook, The Digital Media Pyramid Replaces the Century-Old Inverted Pyramid.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.